and Ubley was a remarkable 59% from the three-point line.
And may I emphasize, that's behind the three line.
That is
59% behind the three line.
That's about 21 feet back. It's quite a long ways.
Not too bad. Not too bad at all. So, closing thoughts, Eric.
You know, North Huron has a lot to work with their new coach, especially in the second half. I saw a lot of good things that he can work with. And let me tell you, he's a good coach. I actually was coached under him. And he will be the guy who can really give them the advantage that they have. Now, on Ubley's side, obviously they have the best player in the league, Marshall Leifrant, but it revolves not around him, but they are about 10 deep. They have several players who can score. And really, if they keep doing that, they're going to go far this year.
I agree as well. Ubley was firing at all cylinders all night tonight. And like Eric was saying, they would sub in five at a time like it was hockey. And all of a sudden, UNC Marshall Leifrant, and yet he still landed up with 20 points tonight.
But
so,
but with that stuff, you couldn't really tell the difference between
the
first and second team.
And Ubley is tall, very tall. They have three above 6'6". Marshall Leifrant at 6'6". Trent Burrell at 6'8", sophomore. Josh Witt at 6'6" as well. So a lot of height, a lot of depth, and a lot of athleticism on the Ubley side of the ball. And I expect Ken Pikula, coach of Ubley, and this whole Ubley Bearcat team to go quite far. It should be fun in the East. The East side this year, again, is loaded. Harbor Beach is not lost. Ubley is not lost. They're both close to 5-0. I'm not exactly sure on Ubley's or on Harbor Beach's record. Do you have that there?
Harbor Beach is 5-0. Ubley's 4-0. And Brown City is 3-0.
And I couldn't help but notice Harbor Beach a little concerned as well. I saw their whole coaching staff on the opposite side of the gym tonight. So some very exciting times ahead of us, folks, in this WLAW Sports High School basketball season ahead of us. Game one is in the books. The jitters are out of our system. Not quite sure who my color guy is going to be next game. This guy next to me has to go back to college.
It's a bummer.
Yeah. Don't graduate. Trust me. And that's going to wrap it up. 852 on your FM dial. 102.1, your home for high school sports.